Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Journeyman here in Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Today we're going to start and go into details about the angel cards and readings and that kind of stuff. So today's show is angel cards explained inside how angels send messages. So it's the idea of putting the two together and give you an idea that sometimes with a situation of people thinking about what they didn't know what talking about, it's the idea of some of the words we use of reading cards when actually, in the sense of the word, I'm reading cards. My cards have a tendency to reaffirm what I'm already saying. So, for example, my cards are two decks. And I'm going to go into more detail about that. We're also going to be doing reading today, too. So if you want to call in and get a reading, the number here is 646-721-9031. Alrighty, and like I said, today we're going to do that kind of thing. We're also going to do a free reading in the last part of the show. Right now, I actually have a thing going on right now where I'm actually trying to get, how would we put this, really bluntly, we're focusing on a lot of stuff that's going on. And right now, the show has a lot of bills because of last week. I was in an accident where I had to take off some days, and still to this, and even this week, there's been some times where I've had to really just take some time off because of a head injury. So it wasn't a good time for this to happen right now. So therefore, that's the reason I came up with the donation where you can donate $12 or more to the show, get a 5-card angel reading. But right now, we're really pushing the $99 readings because we're actually trying to at least raise $425 so we can actually pay the bills off and give us some breathing room until next month, because we feel like things are really going to pick up, but they just haven't really picked up this week. And it's kind of hard. One of those things hard to explain because everything is picking up very quickly. It's really cool and that kind of stuff, but everything is coming up due this week. So therefore, we want to keep everything going. So therefore, for every donation of $99 or more, I will give you 11 60-minute sessions. And for every donation of $99 or more, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get 11 60-minute sessions. If you can only donate $50, I will give you 6 60-minute sessions. If you can only donate $30, I will give you 4 60-minute sessions. So what I'm saying is, just for this week only, get to take advantage of those prices, get in there with just those small donations. You can acquire so many readings, and it will give you some freedom because I do a lot of things, relationship counseling, palm readings, dream interpretation, life coaching, relationship counseling, angel card readings, tarot card readings. And with those sessions, you can pretty much use those sessions for anything you want. And realistically, they're actually between 60 to 90 minute sessions. So you're really getting your work in there. And the idea of getting relationship counseling, I always recommend that you at least get 3 sessions. And right there, you got 3 sessions with you. And you could also get some life coaching, spiritual counseling, and still get your readings. Give your readings to a couple of friends. Give them away for birthdays, anniversaries, surprise for your fiance, or if you want to sit there and do some relationship counseling to get some tools to actually have a really good relationship, you can use them for that too as well. So for every donation of $99 or more, you will get 11 60-minute sessions. For a donation of $50 or more, you will get 6 60-minute sessions. For $30, you will get 4 60-minute sessions. So jump in here, take advantage of those things, and we're going to get on with our show. And like I said before, we're on here for 2 hours, and we're going to be doing readings here at about 45 minutes, probably about a half hour. So call in. And plus, with the idea of taking advantage of those donations, the best way to deal with that whole situation, you go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or you can call me at 740-601-9835. Leave a message, and I will get back to you, but more than likely you'll get a hold of me. Again, that website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or call me at 740-601-9835. But right now we're going to go in and do our show, and if you want to call and give a comment about anything about the situation, or maybe you have some questions about angel card readings themselves or angel cards or connecting with your angels, feel free to call in and talk to us too as well. And we'll definitely get out of the situation too. So this all work together. And like I said before, the donations are right now this week focusing on nothing but the show. Okay? Because we definitely want to get this going. I got more people coming. I have a couple of shows planned as we go into April, to at least have at least 3 psychics on the show at least 3 times a week. So you can't get that psychic source or any circle of stars like that. You only get 1 psychic. But here, I try to keep it open and try to keep things going. I definitely want to keep my midnight show going too as well. So let's all work together, keep the show going, keep the format open so we can all work together to help all those people out there that are in need, who can't really use, I really can't get to the idea of using, coming to this show and getting a reading, that kind of stuff, or just how they feel where they can just listen in. They can still get the answers, because every time you call and get a reading, it touches about 10 people. For every donation you give, it touches about 10 or 20 people. And we've had some really big audiences between 1 and 200. So it's touching a lot of people, and we're all working together. So when you're here, I'm here. As long as I'm here, we can all still be here. So give love where love is given. And on that format, we're going to chop back here. And like I said, with some angel cards. Angel cards to me, what I did was, it's the idea of listening to your guidance. Now, people talk about guidance. A guidance is your angels and your guides. We do have guides. The way it usually goes, most people have 5 guides for different parts of their life. And it's usually the ones that you have the most difficult with. And the more people I've seen that have trouble with math and that kind of stuff, what's really going on right there is they're not listening to their guides to get through those courses and that kind of stuff. And then as you get older in your life, and then you start seeing some of these things come very easily. But it seems like you've also come in attunement with your angels, your guides. So therefore, you're picking up the messages clearly. So therefore, you can get through these things smoother. It's one of those crazy situations. Same thing with angel cards. Angel cards are something that where you get into the insights of listening to the messages that come through, because I've been doing this for a long time to the point where the messages come through, and then the cards back it up. So that's what we want to do. We want to give them a second opinion within the same reading of getting it from me and getting it from the cards. My situation is right now I have a thing going on where I have a deck of angel cards, but it's actually 2 decks. Now, this deck of cards is basically, like I said before, it's 2 decks. It's a big, thick deck. It has 2 decks. We said that once before, but what I'm saying is it's Dorian Virtues Healing with the Angels deck and the Archangel deck, and we put them both together as one big deck. The way it came to me was I was asking for guidance from my angels, and my angels directed me to put these two. I already had decks. I've actually had 4 or 5 decks of Dorian Virtues cards. I've had the Unicorn decks. I've had these 2 decks at least 4 or 5 times. And then I had about 4 decks of tarot cards. I used to have the Diamond Tarot. I had a Rider Waite deck, your normal Rider Waite deck. And then a couple of variations here. I used to have a Unicorn Tarot deck. That was kind of cool. But I've had Dorian Virtues Unicorn cards. These cards. I'm thinking I had a Healing with the Fairies deck too as well. Throughout the years, I've had many decks of cards. One thing I used to like living in Colorado was I got the chance to go to a couple metaphysical stores where you can actually get boxes for these cards to protect them. These are handmade boxes. And out there in Colorado, a tarot deck would cost you between $22 to $27. And then they have the boxes that go to cover that you can put those in for protection. The boxes are handmade. They're blessed. And then you can sit there and take those, put the cards in them. And those boxes are pretty, we should say, expensive. We should say well made. And they put a lot of money into those things. They're blessed. They're lined with velvet. And they have a tendency, some of them open up long ways, which is kind of cool. And some of them open up like little chests or little music boxes. And these are around about $27 too. So you can see that I have put a lot of money into my cards, but I have a lot of beliefs too of them really helping me in certain situations and stuff. I've actually come to the point right now where I really don't need the cards to do my readings, but I like using them. Because sometimes with certain situations, it could be a little bit difficult. It helps me to really connect with my angels. And what I mean by that is, as I'm putting in the cards, it's like as I touch each one of these cards, the messages start pouring through me. And if you ever study anything about palm readings, you'll realize how closely connected the hands are to the brain and how they affect everything. That it's almost like everything you do reflects in your hands as some kind of, and these cards are really cool. Like we got the ones with the healing with the angels deck. We have trust, forgiveness, very straight point cards. We have divine timing. We have harmony. We have emerging. And then we have the signs, healing, freedom. I like that card because it's freedom is a sense of the idea of not the idea of creating freedom. It's just the idea of being. So with the situation, going with some more cards here, we have Archangel Michael, which is pretty much self-explanatory. Archangel Michael, to me, is just an angel I work with as well. It's like, Archangel Michael, please. In the situation of being attached to certain people and things like that, please just help me to keep cutting those cords and those emotional attachments, keeping that keeping in a sense of detachment to where I can actually see and feel people. And I'm actually able to read myself. And then we have focus. New beginnings. I like that one too. New beginnings to me is just a very strong card because it points out just exactly something coming to an end and something open up. But it doesn't say something coming to an end. It just says new beginnings. So therefore, that's what we should do. We should think and focus. Well, the angel's telling you that at that moment when you get that new beginnings card, to focus on the new beginnings. Not to focus on what's coming to an end. Because the more you focus on the new beginnings, the more they happen, the quicker you become a part of it. So therefore, the ideal of the situation of actually looking at the past becomes obsolete. So, let's take a look at that situation. I'm supposed to have a guest tonight, too. Artist Heinzen and Seven Starlight Feather, Earth Feather. And I don't know where they're at. Sometimes it is kind of crazy with the situation of time differences and that kind of thing, so it could be a little bit thrown off here. So anyway, when they get here, I will let you know, and we will bring them on the show, and we'll introduce them to you. Okay, right now we have a thing going on, crazy stuff. New beginnings, we covered that one. Meditation is a nice, really focused card where it just says, in the process of working on oneself, meditation has to become a part of your daily life. Then we have dreams. A lot of people get communications to their dreams, and a lot of times they don't understand it, or sometimes they don't even realize it. So it's good to take a really good look at that card, too, and examine a lot of things going on in your life. So you can see how the cards have a tendency to be not pretty self-explanatory, but at the same time, they're like it's like taking a crystal and plugging into an energy source or into information. Or, you know, like when you see people on a switchboard, when taking those little pieces and they're plugging them in to connect to you, to someone who can communicate with you. So you see, that's what the cards are like. And then we have play. Oh, friendship. Friendship is a very powerful card too, because a lot of times in friendship, it doesn't really focus on friendship, as in the sense the people around you. Sometimes it's the ideal of friendship with oneself. You know, back to loving oneself before they're boring, you can go out and love anybody else. Then we have playfulness. Playfulness is the one thing the angels talk about a lot, because people have a tendency to get too serious, too focused, and try to do all kinds of stuff. You know, is there such thing as too focused? In some sense, the word there is. All right? That can drive you crazy. That can drive you nuts. Because what happens is you're focusing too much on it. In the process of saying, are you focusing too much? Is that a bad thing? Well, if focusing too much becomes attaching yourself to it, yes, it can be. So we try to pull back away from that. Okay? And then, behold and behold, the next card we pull up is surrender and release. Surrender and release talks to a lot of people who just do those. When they attach themselves to things, we're saying, okay, you've been trying to make something happen here. You're trying to manipulate the whole situation. You're so attached to it. And then this card comes up and says, surrender and release. That means surrender to the situation. Let God and the angels take those burdens and those cares and the worries from you and help you. Just send it out to the universe, you know. Let them transmute it and bring it back to you with the answer. Or maybe healed. Okay? Then we have spiritual growth. Great card. Spiritual growth is something that we really get intensely about. But see, what happens is it's the idea of learning your lessons, focusing, learn, and then spiritual growth happens. But it doesn't happen until you get past that eureka moment and start living your life again and going forward. That's what they were talking about, detachment. Ideals and inspiration. A lot of people are thinking and focusing on answers to their questions and answers to their situations, not realizing that if they're getting these ideals and they're really inspired with these ideals, that is also divine guidance of answering those prayers for you. So it's the idea of paying attention to this thing. Okay, and then we should go on. And enchantment. Now, enchantment means having an enchanting life. But enchantment is like almost like abundance. You have to be in a state of abundance in your focus and thinking. Therefore, it's hard to attract abundance into your life. So it's like abundantly thinking about the things that you really want. But abundantly thinking in a loving way. Enchantment is putting yourself in the situation of anticipation of that. What you're trying to manifest is going to happen. And every day is like, open up. Every day is like, every day you just anticipation of what's going to happen. So many good things have happened to me. Or the ideal, I keep finding, even in bad situations, I keep finding the positive. The anticipation of waking up every day and saying, okay, can I find, here we go again, to find more positive things in negative situations. And then you're going to wake up one day and find out the anticipation is waking up to a day with no negativity. Because you just keep focusing and focusing and focusing on the positive and finding the positive in the negative. Therefore, it phases out the whole thing. So next thing you know, you're living the life you've always wanted. You see the idea of enchantment? And then we have balance. Balance is a cool card because it's basically, you know, usually when you get those things, a lot of people don't realize in the process of having a balanced life, one has to balance out the body. So therefore, the ideal balance is really, in the strong sense of the world, is focusing on self-acceptance, but also realizing that you are physical and human and have balance between the two. So it's more likely pointing to chakra clearing, chakra cleansing, recharging those batteries, getting blockages out of the aura. So see, but it still starts within, and it's you. So you see the balance there. And then power. What is power? Power is a very powerful thing. So when we look at the situation, power is the ideal, the realization of how powerful you really are. How powerful are you? Extremely. But a lot of us are scared to experience that power. And it could be traced back to an Atlantean thing, but it also could be traced back to the ideal of one being scared of hurting someone else. I'm not realizing by utilizing every asset of you is the way to create the life that you want. So you see, it's the idea of balancing, but also directing the energy in the direction you want it to, which is the idea of creating the life that you want. But it's also using that power to let down the resistance to realize that the life that you've always wanted has always been there. It's just that you had to take that power and realize how powerful you are to embrace it and then let it be a part of your life. So you see that the Healing with the Angels deck is a really powerful deck, okay? And the more you look into it, the more you focus, you see those cards. I mean, it's pretty intense. Then we get to the next card, which is study. Study could mean many, many things. It could be the idea of studying oneself. It could be studying the situations you're in, looking, you know, fine-tuning your manifestations of studying those two as well. So it's a very intense, powerful card as well. Then we have retreat. Retreat really hits a lot of people where it talks about the woods. It's woods and being out in nature, but sometimes the nature of things is you being in your element, wherever that might be. All right. Then we keep going. And then we have a guardian angel, self-explanatory card of connecting with one's guardian angel. So it's like sitting down and having a conversation like you would with your best friend, of having a conversation with your guardian angel. Say, okay, guardian angels, please be with me. Please help me in the situation I'm working on right now. I'm trying to get some sight and some direction, so therefore point me in the right direction. Start showing me the signs around me where I can actually take advantage of that situation or opportunity, or maybe even attract an opportunity to me. And then when it does happen, be with me to open my eyes up so I can actually see so clearly that it's so obvious and so spontaneous that it changes my life so quickly. So you see, working with your guardian angels can be really eye-opening, mind-opening, and change your life drastically in a very positive way forever and keep doing the same thing. So try that one. And then we have blessings, which sometimes on the idea of opening up the resistance or getting rid of the resistance, opening up, letting down that resistance to let the blessings come in your life. And some people have actually described miracles. Miracles is something that could be just brought down to the point of saying when one starts thinking in a positive way, they create positive things. But if they haven't done that for a very long time, they might actually see those miracles happening when they start falling in your lap. See here, manifestation. Manifestation is one of those things, working together. And what does the word manifestation really mean? Manifestation is actually the ideal of realizing you're not creating anything but letting down the resistance to have things come in your life, but also realizing that somewhere along the line, you can't knock off your path. So now you're being aligned with the path again, and realizing that things to come in your life was meant to be there in the first place. It was your inheritance. When you came to this planet, saying you'd be well taken care of, as therefore you could really focus on the learning lessons you came here to learn. Let's see. Then we have intentions. It could be simply focusing on maybe the best one thing that's missing in your fine-tunement of your manifestation process that you really haven't set your intentions, and this is a card that would set you straight, focus you on that point. And then we have abundance. Abundance is the ideal of opening your life up. Whatever. It's like sitting down, focusing, okay, this is the kind of life that I want. So in the process of saying that, you're focusing on it with abundantly with love. You think that's very important. But you have to be in a state of mind. And it's almost like the next card is nature. What it means by nature, it's like it could mean the idea of being in nature, which a lot of people really have described. The wind, the air, the feel has a tendency to help them clear the mind, focusing on the wind, taking in a deep breath as you're standing there and the open, taking that fresh air and clearing your mind, and then all of a sudden your creativity kicks in and things quicken up. But you're also creativity, your life, focus. We all know that when we really put ourselves into situations in our element, we feel comfortable, so therefore we tend to accomplish things a whole lot quicker. And that's what it's all about. The nature of your life is realize what is the nature of your life. The nature is that you're always supposed to have abundance, prosperity, money, spirituality. These are all your God-given rights. So therefore, somewhere along the line, you relinquish those things from you. And the nature of things is the idea of realizing that in the process, relinquish could be just a process in your mind when you haven't really relinquished anything. And once you realize it, then you start living it again. And my favorite card here is self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is not the acceptance that we have limitations. It's the acceptance that we don't have limitations, and the limitations that you do are the ones that you've imposed upon yourself. So therefore, you look at the situation, clear your mind, and say, I need to accept myself for who I am. I am awesome, fantastic, powerful, insightful, loving, caring, patient. But sometimes we get caught when you have an imbalance in your body, where the human side is always coming out more. Then it's like you. Those are the things that make you think that you don't have patience. You're not loving, not caring, that kind of stuff. So we have to balance them out, open up those heart chakras, the sacred chakras, the chakras within your body, to start realizing that those things have always been there. They just have blockages. And when we clear that blockages, now we can feel them very clearly, realizing we haven't given up the compassion and love that we have for humanity or our friends and family, that kind of thing. And it opens it up. But it had to come with self-acceptance. And when you start focusing on yourself, it takes you inwards. Then you start realizing one thing. That's where the answers have always been. So let's take a look at that situation, huh? And then the process of doing that, you get some body care, focusing on the body itself, going inwards, you start realizing some blockages that could actually be causing certain imbalances within your body, overweight, anxiety, and those kind of things. And when you start balancing out the chakras, the balance between the physical and the spiritual, and then you start realizing that all these ailments physically start disappearing one at a time too as well. So you see how the cards work together and you focus and do that kind of thing? And when you start really working with the cards are almost a good way to help you focus and get that line open again with the angels. And then the more you start listening to them, the more they start communicating with you, and the more you start hearing them, the more they start telling you, the more they start clarifying, the more you listen, the more you open up, the more you feel with your body, the more the chakras are cleared. What do you get here? Along the line of getting balance. Okay, but see how it works? You're working with the angels and working with yourself. So you see how we talk about balance between the physical and the spiritual? The angels are the spiritual, but you're also a spiritual, so there's a connection there. And there's the physical, which is the idea of the part of grounding yourself with the earth, because we're all here on the same plane. So they have to be worked with and focused and balanced out. And then we look at the situation. If you get all those things balanced out, what do you get? More than likely, you're going to have to start, as you would conceive it, because you've been through a lot of things where things wasn't working out the way you wanted to, but now they start working out the way you want to. So now we got what? Miracles? Got miracles. Miracles is the very thing, but miracles is the idea of right thinking. But once we see those things happening, then we really focus on our thinking, because we want those to continue to happen. So then what we have? After that, next card is celebration. And then we start celebrating. The more we celebrate, the more we realize who we are, the more we open up. The more we open up, the more we realize who we are. And then what happens is we attract that perfect relationship, because we know who we are. So therefore we recognize the person we're supposed to be with, and there's more questioning about the whole thing. So if you're in a situation right now where you're questioning everything in your life, then it's more likely telling you that you're not in the right place where you're supposed to be at. So therefore go back inside and figure out what's up. Because everything is materializing and everything's happening on the outside of your life. It's because of the way it reflects on the inside. So ask yourself at the point that you meet that person that feels kind of awkward, and you're not sure and you're asking questions. Ask yourself the question within. Okay, what's going on inside you at that moment? If you have a person who's confusing and you can't really figure out what's going on, it's because you still need to go back inside and do the exact same thing with yourself. So put those in there. You want celebration in your life? Focus on that celebration. What celebration? Eureka, letting go and realizing, okay, I can do this, I can do that. What's my financial problem? My financial problem is because I don't believe in myself. So therefore, believe in self. Next thing you know, you start getting these opportunities to come to you. You walk into work, you start having confidence, you're walking like you own the world, and the next thing you know, your boss gives you promotion. Or else you get money at work. You can't understand it. You go to your bank account and you find out there's $200 more there than you had before. Do you try to explain it? Why should you try to explain it? It's like tracing it back to a point of manifestation. What did you say? What did you do a couple of days before it happened? Could it be simply you were wishing for more money to deal with the situation and paying for your bills, but only just a little bit more so you can go out there and do what you want to do on the weekends and spend more time with your family and kids. And then this money came out of nowhere and happened. And don't be surprised if it never does really explain where it came from, because it's not really supposed to. It filled a need. You manifested exactly what you needed at the time. So, celebration. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. And then we sit here and look at the situation of children. Children's the idea of connections and focus. But it's also the way the angels talk about being in a state of being like a childlike, which means the anticipation of what's going to happen tomorrow, even with what's going to happen in the next 2 minutes. That's living like a child. Now, like some people look at it as immaturity, looking at it as open-eyed, being open-minded to whatever happens. and dropping out of the idea of trying to manipulate the world the way you want it to, and just letting go of the bank, letting go of the roots, letting go of the trees, and just going down the river and see where it's going to take you. Realizing, yes, there's some turbulences, but every time you have a turbulence, there's always smooth, calm waters on the other side. So we have children, and then we have serenity. So if you think about that, if you get to a state of point in your life when you can do those kind of things, what are you going to get? Serenity of coasting down the river. Because 9 out of 10 times, have you ever gone to a place in Texas where they actually put people on those little inner tubes and rafts and they coast down the river? Nothing happened in that day of coasting from point A to point B. Nothing happened. It was nice and calm and serene. They get to the bottom. Somebody picks them up and takes them home. Serenity. It can happen as much as it wants to, as long as you're willing to allow it. The music card is next. And sometimes with a music card, it could be anything. It could be the way your body resonates with the world and the music and a tone, a musical tone, that kind of thing. It can mean a connection with money, as in your body and your life and everything's ringing and resonating with that tone that attracts that vibration. Vibrations, musical instruments set off vibrations. And the process of this whole thing, if you've ever been in situations like concerts and that kind of stuff, how it just makes people gravitate toward them, not away from them. So it's the same thing here with if your body resonates the same way with every cell in your body, singing a tune of happiness and joy, it attracts people and situations and opportunities. So you see how powerful and important music is. Then we have soulmate. We also have support. Now the support card is basically talking about support, but it's a spiritual support card. Because if you look at the card itself, you see that it says here, we have angels, we have certain ancestors, fairies, gnomes, Indian guides, that kind of stuff. So it's called talking about spiritual support. Okay, I'm talking about physical support. But it could also mean physical support, too, as being aligned up with the spiritual support of bringing people in your life to help you and support you in the situations you're going through. And then we have soulmate. Now, soulmate is the idea of looking at the situation also, okay? We'll look at things and see, my deck of cards here doesn't have a twin flames card, but we'll have the situation, and you do readings for people, it's the idea of listening to your angels to tell you what this means. Because it could be just simply a lesson between the two. They could also sit here and look at the situation. If it doesn't resonate with you that way, and you get a feeling that it could be more, then you're probably focusing on and seeing more about twin flames. And then after that, we have romance. Now, when you have the two together, if you have the soulmates and the romance together, then you would have a really good combination of if it's telling you about a future relationship coming up, or maybe more insights to the ones that they just got into. But it depends if it just started too as well. So and then we have new love. Now this usually indicates if we have new love and romance together and we have soulmate, this would definitely tell us that something's coming up and coming in because it's new. So if the person's in a relationship, it's more or less of tapping into them and really feeling to see if they're in a good way of the relationship. More likely they're not. This is the message that you're getting is something else coming in. See, just take a break for a minute and look at the situation and say, okay, everybody in the chat room, welcome to the show. Welcome as always. If anybody has a question in the chat room, please let me know. I'm glad to answer it for you. And we're going to say hello to Dream Team 1. Hey guys, how you doing? Tara 1, how are you? Moon Willow, hello, hello, hello. Let's see if I had everybody. We got a couple guests today in the chat room. My Life Journey, hello, how are you? What's up? This is a really good subject, guys, so if anybody wants to call in and kind of add to the conversation, feel free to do so, and we'll bring everybody on, see what's on. Hiya. How you doing, Tara? And so let's keep things going here. Let's go. Almost like I want to go Krogering. All right, so then we got the new love card, and then we have my favorite card, Answered Prayers. Now, this one here is saying most people have a tendency to start losing faith because things don't happen as fast as they would like them to. This card here talks about answered prayers. Have faith that your prayers have been heard, they've been answered. Just have unwavering faith. Never give up. Never give in. Never give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. Okay, guys? Let's take a look at that situation. Then we have divine guidance. This card can indicate to somebody that they know which direction to go, and it just points out to them they should listen to their divine guidance of where it's going, how it feels within themselves to make that decision. And maybe it's one of those things that they've already figured it out. They just need to accept it and follow through with it so the divine guidance can kick in. All right? Now, when we sit here and look at those cards, they're very powerful cards, right? But we also have another card called listening. And sometimes this is the hardest part for people when we sit here and hear these things. Of just realizing that we are listening. In the process of listening, we hear them. In the process of hearing them, we should listen to the messages that are coming through. And this card can indicate that the angels are with you, but you're just not listening to them as tensely as you should be. And we go on to the next card. Okay, we're trust, forgiveness. Okay, and then we're back to divine timing, harmony, emerging. These are very powerful cards when they're all together in the right thing. And then we have signs. Signs is something that we need to look for. But we also need to take... One thing that people have a tendency to do is they don't take signs for what they are, which is guidance in the right direction you should go into. They seem to make decisions, and then when they see the signs, they try to pound those signs into to back up what they've already made decisions about. And you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to look at those things for what they really are. They're signs to direct you, and if you've already made a decision about something, and then you see the signs are basically telling you, rethink what you're doing, what's going on, what's happening with that whole thing. All right. Alrighty. Let's bring on a couple callers and see what's up. Hello, how you doing? Welcome to the show. 315.
Hey. Well, did you want to leave it?
How was that? I'm sorry.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Great. Great. I was just listening, and I want to. I know we did it before the call, but I want to use this. Give me. Read it on me and see when the angels is speaking.
Okay. There's a lot of tune in here. Looking at the situations too, where I keep getting a lot of stuff that you're working on right now with you are working with yourself.
Okay.
I would say from what I can up here with the messages I'm getting is that you keep working. You do seem to do a lot of things because you want to pass on more to the people you work with. And you always seem to be striving for opportunities to learn more so you can actually offer, I guess, clients and people you work with more.
Yes.
They say in the process of you doing this, you need to listen to what's coming out of your mouth and also take your own advice.
You know, that's one of the hardest things that I'll be struggling with.
That's true. But you got to realize one thing. See, you're giving service to the world. Don't you also live in the world too?
Yeah.
So therefore, in the process of giving to yourself, you're still contributing to the world, because the more you contribute to yourself and really, work with you, educate you, make you strong in body and spirit, it just enhances the people you come in contact with.
Wow. That's so true. That's true. So I need to listen to myself more. As I spread in different areas, I need to listen to myself.
Mm-hmm.
At myself first. And be careful what I'm speaking out of my mouth. It's not for them people yet, but for me to draft and get a better understanding.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, sometimes we have to watch what we say because in the context we put them. Like today I was talking to a lady, and it was the thing about, she kept on saying the idea of making money. Now, see, when you sit there and say the word making money, you have to realize that the tone that you're sending out is the ideal. The universe is thinking, does he want to work at a printing press? Does he want to work for the government and make money? Or should you change the wording itself and say, no, I want to attract more money into my life, and then put it in the frame of saying, I want to be blessed with what I deserve, what I've always deserved. So therefore, you know, thanking God and the angels for blessing you with like a $2,400 income, that kind of thing. I'm just changing the wording, and that kind of, and it's like helping other people do the same thing as well. As you change you, you change the world.
Mm-hmm. I always say, people I talk to, I say, how you live your life, it's affect people around you. If you want people to live happy, live and joyful, then you have to live a happy, joyful life.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is, because if you is always is complaining and talking about the economy messed up, then you send that negative energy in the universe, and then other people gonna take the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it just signals out. See, somebody else thinking the same way you thinking. And then thinking positive things, well, the economy is great, this weather is beautiful. And just saying, well, it's cold outside. We need that same nice outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that energy that we're putting out there brings that wonderful weather to the past.
Yeah. But, you know, we have to sit there and look at situations of when I started talking about power and how much power and control do you have. Jesus was a very powerful man, but he used it in a loving way. And the ideal, the love that he gave everyone and that he put out there, just, it was like, the truth is very powerful. And it doesn't need any kind of dramatic things to go along with it to be powerful and to be loud.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the ideal of understanding that and knowing oneself, how much power and control that is. And people see that within you. Whatever you say will always resonate with them.
And that's true.
So you see what you can do just by following those things yourself and focusing on yourself. You're just going to probably touch. You're probably going to touch 10 more people every time you do what you do. Every time you do your show, every time you talk to people, you don't be surprised if you don't get a crowd around you, because people want to hear the truth. The reason the reason people are having a tough time with churches and that kind of stuff is because it's almost like they're dropping the ball. It's more of a dramatic thing, and I think that's the one thing I like about Joe Osteen, because Joe Osteen is not a dramatic man. He's more down to earth and more grounded because of the way he puts things out. He'll tell jokes that are just looking at a situation in a humorous way, but it's almost like he's learned in the process of making people feel comfortable, they open up more to what you're saying. He has a big church too, but I don't think it was built on dramatics or drama. It was built on the truth.
Yeah, it was.
Then you have other big churches. I mean, we're not trying to criticize anybody. It was just a curiosity of seeing somebody on church on these television shows where you got a lady who has hair teased clear up to the freaking moon. She has so much eyeshadow and mascara on, it scares people away. And you're sitting there going, okay, we can sit here and say they're very spiritual, but I'm just saying the situation of people being themselves, you sit here and look at the surface of that situation of a person wearing a wig or wearing makeup. The first thing I get is a person who's trying to pretend to be something else. So it makes me wonder about the rest of the life. So you see how the truth is very important, even within the way you treat yourself and the way you reflect out there and being so honest and real within yourself. You don't feel like you need to cover anything up because you are a beautiful person.
Mm-hmm.
Resonance. You're constantly, I mean, that's what I was talking about before, about music in the sense of the of your whole body, every cell in your body singing joy and happiness, and that will attract everything and everyone and every situation, every answer to you. I guess sometimes I don't think we actually look at the word attraction to realize what it means. It doesn't say chase after. It says attract. Attraction means pretend, you know, looking at yourself and using the image if you have to, as you are a huge coil magnet. And therefore, do a meditation. Sit there and focus and see things being drawn to you. Feel that energy as it's being, you can look out into the universe and know, oh, everything's coming to me now, I can feel it. Or imagine if you want more money, or whatever it is, of you being so magnetic, it's bouncing off you, it's having such a great time and a good thing with the situation. So, this is what I was talking about before when we started talking about the angel cards. Angel cards, in the process of reading cards, I don't really look at it as reading. It's just more like plugging a lamp into a light socket. It can be a part for you to connect with your angels and guides, but after you use them for a while, you start realizing the connection you always had with them was like electricity. It's always been there. It's just learning how to direct it so you can hear the messages yourself. So the cards are good tools to help you enhance your gifts to the point where you don't need them anymore. You know, like people, like a child would ride a bike with training wheels, and after a while he gets balanced within himself. He feels confident with himself, and then he doesn't need the training wheels anymore. And there's other kids who actually jump on a bike and just ride it. So, you know, different people do things in different ways. But the tools are always there for the people who can't. And maybe somebody down the road gets a little bit knocked off course and has to use them anyway. They're always there. And they're cool. It's like, the reason I like my Archangel deck is because it basically helps you get familiar with the Archangels. Because actually each one of the cards actually have an archangel on them. There's actually within the deck itself, there's three cards for each guardian angel. And we've always been taught, too, that when you start seeing signs from your angels, they usually come in threes. And that's when you should start paying attention to go, okay, that's guidance coming through. I just saw that number 11 three times, or I saw 22 three times, or I saw Jack three times, you know. Whatever the guidance is, it's coming through you. It just makes you pay attention even more. So it's the same thing with the Archangel cards. When I start doing readings for people and I start seeing two and three of the same card for the same person, that's usually telling me at the time that those angels, those Archangels are with them. And it points out a lot of things that happen with that situation.
Okay.
The situation. Go ahead.
So, like, if each page, so you get three people, okay, and you do the angel card, and each one has that number three, and as you doing the reading, you basically saying that mean they situation is centered the same way, or is it different?
Well, it does depend on the individual. Because I'm just saying, with the situation, that's one thing I like. See, the one thing I really focus on is I don't like the masses. I like to make each reading detail the individual.
Okay.
So when the situation happens and you look at those kind of things and you're going, okay, what's going on here? It's like, say you get three cards of Archangel Michael. When you get that card coming through, it's also the idea of my own training of looking at it and saying, okay, Archangel Michael is be an angel. Cards, or using a meditation of using the sword, using a meditation where you can imagine Archangel Michael cutting all your emotional attachments, all your etric cords, to things that you're emotionally attached to. But some people, it might just be the ideal of having the courage to actually follow through with what they need to, what they know they need to do. So Archangel Michael is there to help them with that too, as well. They have that courageous stance of focusing and go, okay, now I know what to do. I got to go through this whole thing. Archangel Michael goes, yes, it's okay for you to do this because you're very well protected. I'm here for you. I'm here at your side. So therefore, go out there and go out and do what you want to do. Or say that little line to that girl out there, because this is basically falling into place of having the courage to follow through with all these things that you have going on in your life.
Okay.
So when you sit there and look at the situation, it really can drive you crazy. But once you sit, because I always tell people, the one thing I will stress it with, that with things go on when you do readings, is to find some kind of meditation or prayer to say before you do a reading or before you do a show or whatever it is, to have that time to focus and connect with your angels. Sit there and align your chakras. Ask your angels to help you with that too, and just get things all lined up. So therefore, you put yourself in a situation, the information can flow just like water. And any situation can be like that too. And that's one reason I say that, because I know when I do that kind of thing, and I really do that kind of work before I do any kind of work with anybody who comes in my shop or comes on the show or some people I work with on the phone too, is, you know, I sit here and would like to take those situations, because I know when I was in Daytona, the idea of taking that time and trying to find out, and not just sticking yourself to one meditation or two, but giving yourself a variation of meditations or whatever you're guided to do, to try to do the breathing techniques of opening yourself up as much as you can, but also at the same time realizing that, like being an empath, there's just ways of learning how to protect oneself and still be wide open to pick up all those messages. Because I feel like one thing too that a lot of people should do is maybe at least do one angel card for themselves per day, just kind of set the tone for the day. But it also might help you to work with a particular angel that day as well. I mean, like with you, you're working on a lot with yourself. There's certain things about yourself that you're not too happy with, and the one I get with you is Archangel Gabriel. And the Archangel Gabriel is the ideal of giving oneself a voice, but also working with writers and people who work with the public and that kind of stuff, of always being able to be clear and decisive. And I think if you work with that angel, that the messages that you have yourself, the way you communicate with people, is going to get better and more clear, to the point where you're going to step back one day and be amazed at how much you've actually improved within yourself, where people are watching and focusing and listening to every word you say.
Okay, so I need to spend more time with my angels.
Mm-hmm. And focus with, like I said before, when you start picking up certain angels, like I saw with you as Archangel Gabriel, do the research, find out who Gabriel is. You know, if you have certain things that you want to be directed to go to, certain meditations or focus, or you know, find a nice person who can channel for you to help you connect with the angel, and then you can connect with yourself. It's a brilliant idea. It seems like you can't really sit here and say that you haven't thought about it yourself. It's just now we get confirmation to follow through.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. The confirmation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people work with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. And actually, there is a book by Doreen Virtue, which is called Healing with the Angels. And within this book, there's actually a meditation here, especially for people who are working on, you know, bringing more abundance and prosperity. Well, actually, we'll get blunt and say money. And what it is a lot of times we get too stressed out because of all the things going on around us. And this meditation is really good because what it does, it covers everything. I'm like, here, it says, Dear God, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, it seems that stress is taking a toll on me, and I need your help. Please release me from the pressures that I have imposed upon myself. Raphael, I ask you to cover me with your healing energy so that my body will shed the effects of stress. Michael, I ask you to cut away the effects of negative and fearful thoughts, including cords that are draining me. Because it's one thing people don't realize about having these emotional attachments to other people and things and that kind of stuff, that those cords are like they're like little energy hoses. Like they're sucking energy out of you. And then this meditation goes on and says, I am willing to release any habits of self-punishment, time urgency, or other belief systems that create stressful situations. So see, they're pointing out self-punishment is another one, where we do things to ourselves, we push ourselves in the sense of thinking we've not accomplished enough or we haven't given enough, so we punish ourselves with certain situations we put ourselves in. Like we'll make it harder for ourselves to get to work, or we'll make it harder on ourselves in any kind of sense of the word. It could be work, it could be wrecking your car, or making yourself get on the bus and go there. It's self-punishment. And then you have time urgency, which means the one thing you should think about in situations of realizing that we have so much control. I shouldn't say control, but the idea of focusing on how powerful one person is, to realize that you can perceive time the way you want to. So therefore, if you think you have enough time, you're right. If you don't think you have enough time, you're right. So, you know, it's the idea of making your choice, what you can put it in. Because I've actually done this myself, where I was sitting there going, okay, I got 10 minutes to get somewhere, and I'm 20 minutes out. Now, most people would freak out and say, I'm not going to make it. What I did was, I just started focusing on what I wanted, which I wanted to get there 5 minutes early. Now some people would sit there and go, that's crazy. But the point was, when it was all done and said, I got there 5 minutes early. Now, what happened? I just sit there and decided that I have dominion over this planet because God gave me that right. Yeah, so I sit there and said, time is going to work for me, not against me. By making that decision, it works for me. Same thing with money. Money is something that I have control over, that comes to me willingly. It comes free and frequently, and it's always in my hand. It's always with me. It's always coming to me. And when you start saying these things and start doing these things, don't be surprised that all of a sudden you start seeing money coming out of everywhere. You find a $20 bill here or there. Even if you only find a dollar, it's a dollar you never had before. And then you can also trace, I guarantee you can trace it back to a thought you had. Even if it was just for a split second of being in a store and seeing a candy bar, saying, I wish I had a dollar. And then later on you find a dollar. Go buy your candy bar. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the part here, it says that earth time urgency or other belief systems that create stressful situations. So basically what it's saying, go back over in the process of meditations. Go to the meditation and look at it. Examine it, just like I just did there. What it means in your life. Because I could read this whole thing, and it might mean totally different of just simply releasing stress. And I know the situations I'm going through right now to help me focus on those situations and realizing it could be just detaching myself. A belief system that says, if I don't hang on to it, it's going to hurt me. It's not realizing if I let it go, it can actually be gone quicker. So it says, it goes on there, and it says, I know that I have sufficient time and energy and truth, and I ask that you, Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, help me to experience this sufficiency right now. And then you say, thank you, God. Thank you, and amen. I mean, there's just so many things you could do. But the ideal, one thing you still notice there was, dear God, Archangels, and Archangel Michael. Now, I've always believed in the situation that for every thought that God conceived, it was created. So there's many angels that can help you in many, many situations. And we've actually covered on the show a couple of times, too, about talking about the 22 angels that govern the inner planes. So there's angels in and without. And it makes perfect sense that we'd have angels within us, too, as well, because we're constantly led to go inwards. And so in a sense, we could also work with the angels to ask them to take us to the inner plane to show us these blockages and stuff that we're having. And especially when we can sit there and look and say, well, I'm having trouble attracting abundance of money in my life. What should I do? So you go to the abundance angel and say, well, I'm focusing on more of the green stuff. How do I do that? And don't be surprised if you don't get an answer. That's the whole thing of opening yourself up. And if you have to, get your deck of cards, put it down the table. Then this will be something, because some people do have a tough time with visualization. They're not visual. They hear things. So, okay, the angel cards would be good for the visual part to help you work on that imagination, because we all have it. It's just the idea of something to stimulate it. Therefore, the voices that you're hearing in your ears will have pictures to show you. Therefore, now you're using two psychic gifts that you never thought that you had, which you've probably been using a lot longer than you think. So it kind of opens up the idea of the angel cards can really bring up and open a lot of things for you. And I just wanted to sit here and tell everybody, we are doing angel readings, and we're doing readings today. So give us a call in. I have no idea why the guests are not here. And I'm going to sit here and put it, you know, in one of the situations that it could be the ideal of just a breakdown of communication. These people said they were very anxious to be here. And we're going to take about a 2-minute break. And I'm going to see if I can actually correct the situation and see what's up. So we'll be right back in 2 minutes. And Jerome?
Yes.
If you want to hang out and stick right with me, that'd be great. You're more than welcome to do that. I'm going to take a 2-minute break. I got to get some fluids because my throat is really kicking in. I didn't realize I've been talking for an hour. So we'll be right back in 2 minutes. You know, on the sense of leaving out here, I'll leave you with one commercial. HemiSync CDs. HemiSync CDs are really great for meditations, but they're also good. I've actually played these CDs. What they do is they send out a tone underneath the music, and when your brain hears that, it actually helps both hemispheres work together, which gives you intense focus and concentration. I recommend these CDs highly because I use them all the time. I got 5 or 6 of them myself. And when I sit here and say the idea of the angel cards is I've actually played these CDs in the background while I'm doing readings. And the intense focus and concentration that I had enhance the readings too. So see, we changed the whole thing there, okay, guys? So I want everybody who's in the queue, just hold on. I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm going to get some fluids, and I'm very dry right now. So I also want to stress to everybody right now, I am trying to pay all the bills that I have that I couldn't do last week because of being an injured and hurt, and my nose is actually broken to the point where I can actually move it. Huge crack on the one side here underneath my eye. And it's really strange feeling. So therefore, the idea I'm asking for the donations of $99, if you could just really reach in your pocket and say, hey, okay, let's help the guy out because of the situation, I would really appreciate it. And this lady's gone. So therefore, help out, $99 donation. And for the $99 donation that you give, I will give you 11 60-minute sessions. If you only have $50 to give, I will give you 6 60-minute sessions. If you only have $30 to give, I will give you 4 60-minute sessions. So give me a call at 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And this is what we can do here, because I really, guys, really, seriously, I got to pay those bills before the end of this week. Or it seems like the show might not. I feel like the show is always going to be here, but there will be a delay in the whole thing. Because we're having some situations and stuff going on right now where we're actually not going to have a show tomorrow. And see, we're trying to get things fixed out before Friday, get all this thing squared away. So therefore, that's why we're asking for the $99 donations. Because we feel like we get those things in there and really, really pull together and get at least $425. That will give us enough leeway where we know things are going to kick in here in the next couple weeks to really get us back on our feet. So therefore, we just want to keep the format open so everybody else can take advantage of getting free readings, free sessions, free teachings of all the things we actually talk about on the show, and to actually be able to take advantage of at least 3 or 4 psychics per show. So if you can, like I said before, reach deep in your pocket if you can, help us out here. We really appreciate it. Thank you. And like I always say, you know, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. And thank you guys very much. And we're going to take a break here. And I will be back in 2 minutes. So we're going to let you listen to a nice grounding meditation. Welcome. We're back. This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and we're back, and we're going to go over some things here. And we have some callers on the line. We have our friend here, Jermone. Yeah, so for some reason, my tongue is, like, twisted tonight. You still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. I got a caller I'm going to bring on the line here, too. And like I said, if you want to call in and talk about this in chat, see what's up, we're going to do that, too. So we're going to bring another caller. I'm going to try to bring a caller on in. It's freaking... All right, here we go. Hello. Healing for inner peace. Hey, Mark, how's it going? Mark? Hello?
How you feeling?
Hey, it's been one of those crazy days, but, you know, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you ever need some more help, just let me know.
Yeah, because I was sitting there and I had my guests. I just got in talking to them, and it was just a mix-up in scheduling, and we're going to make it up here in April. So everybody hang on and read the bio that's out there, because those people will be here, and we will definitely bring them to you and introduce you what they're all about, because I think you're going to be really impressed with the situation and what they got, what their message is to bring to everybody.
Right. So, if you read in the chat, I put some good angelic healing prayers. So if you want to take a look in the chat room, you can read them out loud.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Yes. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, guys. I ate a whole box of freaking Girl Scout cookies.
Too much sugar.
Got that right, but you know, I'm really sorry, but I had to do it. Oh, come on. Let's see here. Is this the one about the take it from me now and place it with?
Yeah, there's a couple different ones, but it was too much to put all at once, or I had to put in set part.
Gotcha. Hey, Courtney, if you can hear me, you should come on the show and hang out. Universal, hey, how's it going, Universal? Courtney, Donnie, how are you? I'm doing fine. If you call me back, you were supposed to call me back. And maybe you did. I was just so busy. You see, okay, does it start off with Dear God, whatever? All right, yeah, whatever. Name you put your name in there, has done. I should have been to say, Dear God, whatever, Donnie. So you do that with first person, with yourself, Mark?
Okay. Yeah, let me read them.
Okay.
Like I said, my friend Barbara, who's a good channel I have on my show, she's a good friend of mine, sent these to me. Dear God, and then you put whatever name of the person
gotcha.
You want, has done or not done. I forgive whatever I have done or not done in reaction. I forgive, I dissolve the hold the whole situation has had over me and put into your arms now. I choose to live a life of light, laughter, and joy. I choose miracles, and so it is done. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I choose miracles. That's a very good ending for that right there. And the other one. It's prayer, God, take from me now. God, take, and then you put it, say, I take lack and limitation from me now. Every energy, frequency, vibration, every thought, feeling, and belief system, every pattern and program, contract or agreement, mine or anyone else's from this lifetime or any other lifetime, take it from my DNA. Take it from me now and replace it with divine love and abundance. The light of your love, angelic healing and abundance, peace and joy, etc. now.
Definitely need to work on some more grounding. Not grounding, but grounding and healing.
And let me put her information in the chat so you have who channeled it.
Okay. That's not... Okay, when you say Barbara, it's not Barbara Reynolds, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, she's...
You know Barbara, that's right. You know Barbara.
Yeah, she's usually a co-host for me on Thursday nights.
Right.
Which actually she's going to be with us Friday night because we're not doing a show tomorrow. We're trying to regroup here. I don't tell everybody else, don't take it offensive because, I mean, it's just the ideal of sitting here going, sometimes you got to take it to the streams. It's okay. I'm guided to say, hey, guys, help us out. Whatever you can contribute would be well appreciated. It's just the idea of trying to get past this valley we're going through.
Wait, like I said, one of these might be good for you.
Probably so, yeah. Because I was sort of looking at that one. Divine guidance. Yeah, I got to call her.
what I can do is I have this saved in a file. And I can Skype it to you.
Okay. Yes, because it talks about the ideal of healing, abundance, peace, and joy.
Right. Is your Skype open?
We're going to
do it after.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah, it's just open.
I just have to look for you. I have a lot of people on my Skype. Do you want to look for me, Skype me later, and I'll send it to you as soon as I see you.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I know how you feel. I got a lot of people on my Skype, too.
So, I mean, I want to make sure that you know that I'm sending you a lot of infinite divine love, light, and blessings from the creator consciousness within me to the creator consciousness within you and all your listeners.
Thank you.
Greater good of us all. I'm asking for through the creator consciousness within, to the heart mother Earth Gaia, for she is our earth mother for earth embodiments, and holy creator consciousness of this universe that we live in, and our oneness with all that is, for infinite healing and infusion, the highest divine vibrations of creator living light and love, permeate throughout all totality of being, throughout infinity, transmute and clear all imbalances, all that is within our totality of being, which does not support our personal highest good, that does not support our higher soul mission and purpose, to allow for the infinite and miraculous manifestation, guided by Creator, the angels, and masters, Sananda and Divine Mother, and Holy Mother Gaia, and this is your moment now. So be it, it is so be it, it is done, and so it is. Amen. Adonai. Thank you. Aho.
Thank you. Let's see here.
Oh, I think it's Donald Reed, right?
Yeah, it's Donald Reed 8.
Yeah, okay, here you go. You were buried.
Yeah, usually when you have the R, it's usually you're out the last part. So I just want to tell everybody that Artis Eisen and 7 Starlight Earth Feather will be here. We just haven't really confirmed a date yet, but they will be here later, probably in April. So, look forward to that one. Go ahead.
If you get anything from me, go right ahead.
Gotcha. I'm trying to sit here and look at the situation and go, okay, that was kind of crazy. Let's see here. Okay. There we go.
Here.
I got it. I just got to download it. Which will take about 5 seconds. Yep.
My earpiece pick up everything.
Is that your baby? Huh, Mark?
Yes. My grandchild.
That's your grandchild?
I've got two grandchildren.
You do like I do. I have my youngest granddaughter with me. People have a tendency to come up to me all the time and go, ooh, your daughter's so cute. I say, yes, she is. And the way she hangs on me, too. People probably think they think she's my daughter. Even when she sees me. Well, I saw her the other day. I was in Walmart getting something. I forget what it is. And I didn't see my daughter. And she come going by. My granddaughter just started making this noise. Ah! It's kind of funny, too, because she can't talk. But she just sits here and goes, uses this motion thing. She basically tells her mom to stop. And she sits there the whole time and she makes her little notion until I actually saw her, and then she's like hanging out wanting me to go. She actually puts her hands up and she goes, "I want to go with him."
Mm.
So you go with mommy. I'll stay here. So yeah, I was actually talking to the people down at this gym too, and basically how this gym is designed is that everybody who pays into it basically can be considered an owner. So it's different format.
Hmm. So you can't really sue yourself.
Basically, yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's
both the equipment that's not maintained properly, that's not right.
Yeah. Yeah, because he said he looked at the situation. They also kind of pointed back and said, hey, you know, the ideal, you have to look at the situation, because I'm also the person who does a lot of cleaning in the gym. And he was saying, well, you need to point that out too, and you know, keep an eye out for it and that kind of thing. So therefore, you can look at it. And I said, you know, my biggest thing is too. I have to say one thing. If I would have listened to my guidance, it wouldn't have happened. So you know, like I said before, I will take my part of the blame too as well. But at the same time, I do notice that the equipment was fixed the day after it happened, properly. So you know, I was sitting asking a friend of mine. I said, so how much do you think my motivation's worth? So, but I still look at the situation, and I just feel like I just want to keep the ideal of I plan on moving out of here anyway, and that would just basically delay that move, and I just don't want to do that. So with the situation, we're sitting there going the whole thing, we're talking about just basically the idea of guidance can really be very important. We just need to listen to the situation and pay attention, because we do have to take responsibility for our actions and decisions that we make. Because, you know, I made a decision to get on that piece of equipment too. I did check it out, and it seemed like it was going to support me, but for some reason, after I got into the situation, it didn't. And how can we look at that, huh?
Well, actually, I brought in another friend of mine who's also a gifted reader and healer, who's in the chat room. And I don't know if they're going to call in or not, either from Skype or from their phone.
Mm-hmm.
The cell is 480. I don't know if you see that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see that, you can bring them on at the same time as that I'm on air. 480-255. Or they might call in from Skype. I'm not sure.
480?
Yes, 480-255, or they might call him from Skype.
Okay, I got you. Hello, guys. How you doing? 480?
Aloha, guys. Aloha, journeyman.
How are you?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
This is my dear sister of light, Leilani. She also has a VTR show as well. She's very gifted, so...
Yanni.
How can Leilani and I be of service to you and the rest of your listeners?
Psychic Journey and I have been communicating through email, so we finally are able to hear each other's voice. Do you tend to listen to my show every once in a while?
So again, I'm a networker.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. You surely are. Aloha, everyone that's out there. I just wanted to extend my love and blessings to all of you for coming in and supporting Psychic Journey.
All right, now that I have the two of you gifted souls, I have an opportunity which will be a life-changing event, for a special event that I can go to next month, in the middle of the month. But I have to come up with a little bit of money in order to pay my way to attend this event, which would be a very good opportunity for me in many ways. So I'm wondering if the two of you see a way for me to manifest the funds to so that I can attend, which I think is part of the divine plan for me to go to this event.
I'll let psychic go first.
Go ahead.
Why?
This is the first time I get to hear you, and it is your show.
Yeah, I mean, what's your show?
Universal Spiritual Connection.
Okay. Well, okay, we talked.
Yes, we have.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like I'm trying to refresh my mind. So I'm like, okay. I was kind of freaked out today. I was actually checking the crack in my nose where I broke my nose, and it's pretty big. And I was kind of freaking out about that situation, but and the concussion I had. But for some reason, I just keep going on. I don't know why. Maybe it's a spiritual thing.
Well, that's what the light does.
I will, I will say one thing. Last week, every time I talked to anybody, that's the first thing they did. They said love and light and this healing energy all the time. So I was like, my mom was like, man, you're healing pretty fast. I'm like, yeah, isn't it kind of crazy?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I talked to you, didn't I, just after it happened?
Yes, you did. And you said energy, too. And I was like, this is cool and that kind of stuff. So, Mark, if you could just repeat, and I hate to say that, too, repeat the whole thing, but I'm just trying to
do the
whole thing myself.
I feel it's part of the divine plan for me to go to this special weekend event, but it will cost, you know, a little bit of money for me to attend, which I do not physically have at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that going to this will give me the opportunity to shift myself into the next step in my bringing in a higher service.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be very good connections for me to actually attend. But they cannot reduce the cost or anything like that because a lot of other people have asked. But, I mean, it's only a 3-hour drive for me to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll need the funds for the gas to go back and forth as well as to attend the event.
Well, the situation I pick up with it, you should definitely sit there and go forward with what you believe, because you're basically talking yourself into it, because that's where you're supposed to be. Because the first card I pull on my deck is Divine Guidance. And then the second card I pull out is You Know What to Do. And the third card is Freedom. Let it go. Like you said before, it's like the idea of putting it in Divine Guidance's hands and let it be what it is. And then this is a healing situation for you too, right, Mark?
Could very well be.
Yeah, because the next card I got out was healing. And then the signs. You've seen the signs exactly what you need to do. Like you said, you don't have the money right now, but then again, you keep saying right now, so you know it's coming to you. And you will definitely have everything you need to do. And then I would sit there and say, okay, this is like a 5-card spread here, which the 5th card says, remember who you are.
Right.
You are a powerful, loving, creative child of God. You're very loved, so therefore, this is something that's really going to really benefit you, and it's for your best good.
Mm. Sounds good. And something Leilani may have, whatever you have to say on that, and also, I am working on what I usually do intuitively, and I just channel it, but the organizer of this wants me to write down the workshop idea I have, what I do on my shows and when I work with people online, which I've never had it written down. So
mm-hmm.
I now have to put it down into a written format. And it's sort of two workshops in one. The name I've come up with, Universal Soul Harmonic and Quantum Living Light Activation Workshop.
Nice.
How does that resonate with the two of you?
I like it.
So when I present this to them, which I'm sure the Divine will help me to write this, I'm sure. But whatever the two of you get, and whatever you get on the money part, Leilani.
May I, psychic journey?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm very honored that I'm having this opportunity to support you on your show. What I was getting right away, Marcus, is I'm going to ditto remembering who you are. And one of the things I picked up right away is that the words will flow very effortlessly for you. What Spirit also wants to remind you of is it's important for you to stay out, to get out of your way. And also stop the worrying and get back to the heart. Now, with that said, I also wanted to say to you that I felt very strongly that there was going to be some form of a partnership that would basically assist you with some of these expenses that you're going to need on this journey. And what's going to happen is that a lot of the gas that is going to be needed will be taken care of, along with the partnership if you're needing to stay in a hotel as well.
Which
so
is
that,
that's where the event is. A three-hour drive would be a bit hard to drive back and forth all 3 days.
Absolutely. So what I felt as well is that was and you're going to want to stay overnight. So with that said, is that there's going to be that partnership that is going to help with the expenses from the hotel to the gas. Also keeping in mind that for food as well. And one of the things that I felt very strongly is that how you can support yourself with food is you can actually bring some things with you on the trip that can help sustain you. And then you're looking at one or two meals. And I feel like as well is that your morning breakfast will be cared for, and basically what you'll be concerned with is lunch, potentially dinner, and that's going to be taken care of.
Now, do you feel that they might allow me to do some type of a presentation of what I do there, even though it won't be an official per person you know, that they have on the schedule? But I'll still be able to do a presentation to support their work energetically, perhaps through this new workshop I'm working on?
You have a very strong potential to be able to do that. I feel like that there is some work that needs to be done prior to the trip, and it's basically with, you know, communication and working out types of details. You understand this, correct?
Yes. Yes,
you already know. You already know that there's work that needs to be done. There's
right.
more communication that needs to happen. So it's a matter of you, following through with that, but in a very grounded and balanced way.
Right.
I almost feel like too. There's potentially at least one person and another person as well that will go on this trip with you.
Hmm. And like I said, this is only in the next state for me, so, you know, it's not that far, but like I said, it's still a three-hour drive each way, so it's still a little bit of a drive, but it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours is a piece of cake.
Well, I guess, no matter how you look at it.
Isn't that mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, but I used to sit there, I used to do this thing where I used to go back and forth from here to Maryland, which was 6 hours. And do it every weekend. I'd work all weekend and drive down there to see my kids and my ex-wife.
I've driven from Arizona all the way to Washington, Portland. Turned around and came back 3 days later. And I'm about to go in June again. Well, actually, end of May and parts of June.
And oh, Leilani, you remember Barbara, right? Barbara Reynolds.
Hi, Barbara.
She's not here. But what I'm saying is Psychic Journeyman also has worked with Barbara. And he needed some healing prayers, which I offered some of the ones that Barbara gave me. And we shared them on air.
I've been sending Psychic Journey healing already.
Thank you.
I knew you would.
I started right away.
So,
I have a message for you, Psychic Journey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
May I give a message to you?
Sure. You know, I also wanted to tell you too that since you're here, you can tell everybody who you are, your show, and how they can get in touch with you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm actually the executive producer of Universal Spiritual Connections. I have a lot of hosts that broadcast with me. And so we have broadcasting going on a daily basis. And so we've got a variety of different types of show topics. So come on out and join us. And we are on Blog Talk Radio as well. And I do a lot of clean work along with channeling.
Okay.
And many other things.
So, I'm sorry, it's like a little spacey there for a minute.
It's the energy that Leilani and I are sending you.
Okay. Then we just killed his heartburn from the freaking Oreos, his cookies.
That was your own doing.
I know, so no problem. I will take that. They were good at the time. Actually, what I'd done, one thing I wanted to ask was, I went to this hair salon, and I've been walking by there, and I've always got this urge to walk in there all the time, but I never have really done it. And then I walked in there yesterday, and met this nice lady who actually owns the place, and she wants to get together and have a party and do readings and stuff like that. But she seems like she has a personal interest too, but she, for some reason, is having a hard time really expressing that part of the whole thing. So she's kind of guarded in some ways. And I was just kind of curious about that woman because, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like we could really do a lot for each other. So she had a friend of hers that she works with in this shop, and then they actually work together. And they were, I did a reading for a friend. So she said the lady that she did the reading for, she wants to get with me later on and do a reading, which I feel like she's really gonna follow through because she didn't want to do it there in the salon. So she gave me this box of cookies, these Oreo cookies, which is my favorite, which is mint chocolate.
right.
It was that kind of thing. But she wants me to go in there tomorrow and do a reading for her, and she's gonna cut my hair and stuff for me. So it's like
that's
a trade out, that kind of stuff. But
that's cool.
She seems like she's easing into it slowly. But I'm just kind of, my question is, I've been trying to word questions where I don't put it to where I'm doubting it. It's just more of what people feel about the whole thing and where it's going.
Right.
Confirmation.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Let's try one more thing and see what you get from it. Leilani.
Yes.
You said you had a message for me.
Yeah. Just hold on a minute.
Leilani. Okay. That's right.
Please read what I just put in the chat and it's like a gentleman, just take it in. Just take it in. Go ahead, Leilani.
Okay. Well, I have to get to my computer. I moved away from it, so we guys didn't have any feedback on the radio.
Okay.
Divine human transformation. As you sleep, you will be placed in a creator, living, loving.
Yeah, we'll start from the beginning.
Healing.
Start from the beginning.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. I'm calling forth my entire creator, living light, love team to all of you now to infuse your totality of being, linear and nonlinear aspects with infinite living light and love. Pardon me. Quantum and subquantum divine human. Divine human transformation. As you sleep, you will be placed in a creator living light love cocoon of healing and transformation now. Activate, actualize, and utilize. So be it, and so it is.
Well, that was good.
And it is done. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, it's really interesting psychic journey because you're embarking upon some really amazing changes that are going, they already have begun. One of the things that Spirit wanted me to really share with you is that you're going through a really massive transformation. there's been a lot, you've been are being disconnected and reconnected. There's massive DNA work that's being done on you as well. What you're going to be seeing in the next 2 to 3 weeks is your spiritual gifts are going to be amplified. You're going to have a lot of aha moments, and it's almost going to seem as though things are falling nicely into place. This incident that you had was important for your evolution of your ascension process. So they're asking you not to necessarily be concerned with that or to understand exactly why that had to take place and how it played into the changes that you're embarking upon. But know this, that we are here to support you, that we will assist you in this transformation period that you're going through, but you're going to see so many amazing things flood into your life. The situation with the haircut is get used to it, put your seatbelt on, because you're going to find that many of those types of opportunities will present to you. They've got thumbs up, great job, and they're bowing to you saying that they are very pleased on the work that you have shared with humanity. I also want to let you know that there are going to be some more massive downloads that you are going to be receiving in the next 3 weeks, potentially 4 weeks. It's going to be quite intense. They're asking you, as you get these aha moments, what's going to play a very vital part in what is happening, will be happening this year for you, is going to be important elements in the work you're going to be doing, so please write those down.
Okay.
We'll sign off now.
Okay.
Wow.
No, I was just trying to get some insight with this woman, because every time I look at her, I just see her being a part of my life in some way. Besides just give me a haircut.
Yes, that is true, but allow that to take place.
Because I was sitting there talking to her, and she said, come in today. And then then she looked at me, and she goes, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, but I have to spend time with my clients, so I will talk to you tomorrow. And I'm like, huh. She's, you know, basically it's almost like she's setting boundaries for herself, what she's willing and what she's not willing to deal with at that time, so... There's some, as we call them, eureka moments, too, with her, where she's, I told a friend of mine yesterday, I said, she's got this curiosity, and she's trying to figure out the connection.
Yeah.
Why it's so familiar, but at the same time, not
I
a lot.
I don't want to take that away from you.
Okay, then take it away. Come on.
It's really all positive. She's a very strong-minded woman. She knows her focus and her direction.
Mm-hmm.
She is very clear about her boundaries, and she doesn't have a problem with stating it. She's a very straightforward, upfront individual. She'll lay her cards on the table. She does expect people to meet her halfway. She's a no-nonsense, no-bull type of woman. But yet, with that being shared, she also is a woman. Does that make sense?
Yeah, until you get the woman part. exactly. The reason I say that is because I think I know what you're talking about, but I'm just saying, could you get some clarification on it just to make sure I'm getting the right signal?
She knows she's very much in touch with her femininity. And she does not have a problem with expressing that. And that's all needs to be said.
Gotcha. No problem. I'm just saying with the situation of certain things that have been said and certain flirting going on, that kind of stuff. That's what I was saying. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. But then I was thinking to myself was, I also told her to listen to the show tonight. So I'm like, oh.
Oh,
okay.
No.
But, well, just,
enjoy
you know.
The journey, psychic. Really enjoy the journey. Allow it to unfold naturally. It's going to be an amazing, beautiful song and dance.
Because she seems like a very beautiful woman, and like I told her before, I was actually looking forward to getting to know her. I just feel like there's a lot that she...
And you're
going to
have that chance.
Well, that's good, because I was sitting here looking at the situation going, okay, this is a fantastic moment. And, you know, I've been in there a couple of times. I was in there yesterday, and then she called me today to do that reading for a friend. And then she wants me to come by and do a real extensive angel card reading for her tomorrow, which I have no problem doing. And I just, you know, it's one of those things that when I'm in that element, I'm sitting there doing these things in person. I mean, I can just feel myself glowing at the moment of certain discoveries where you're talking about eureka moments where I feel, because I was sort of thinking the same thing of seeing certain heightened elements in my abilities, but at the same time scared that since I hit my head on the hit my face on the floor, that I might actually lost something, which is actually funny because I actually did a show that night, and I did one night, the night after that, and I was like, this is pretty bad. I'm kind of like in pain here, but boy, am I picking up some messages.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because a friend of mine asked me, he said, what did you learn from this experience? And I said, slamming my face into a wall kind of makes me think about some of the things I've been doing right now, with basically fighting with my family and my mom and stuff who do not approve of what I do, and trying to get rid of some thoughts some things they've actually said to me where my mom actually said to me, she goes, I hope you find something where you can actually give back. And
right.
I'm sitting there going, I sit there and my angel said, she has no idea what you do for a living, does she? You know, and then because they all kind of judge, because right now, you know, there's as in the point of money itself, like I said, I'm asking for donations on the show to keep this thing going, to give us some breathing room because of the accident that happened last week and some things back and forth. And so if they don't see that money coming in, they kind of look at the situation and go, well, this is a failure. You know, you're not really doing it. You're not really making any money at it. I'm like, you don't get it. It's a balancing out, that kind of thing. There's a lot of things going on underneath the surface. If people would just sit back, relax, and let it go where it's going to go, it's going to benefit so many people. And
right,
even then.
Exactly. I mean, I agree
with
you, because my entire family, nobody is awakened or aware.
Mm-hmm.
And even my own kids, my 18-year-old son and my 21-year-old daughter, don't understand or accept. I mean, yes, when they were younger, they saw me do some weird things as I was developing some of my abilities. It says some weird stuff, but they chose to forget because they wanted to be accepted by their peers, yada, yada, yada. So they chose to forget. They, you know, so, I mean, yes, they do have tidbits of abilities now and then, but they're not developed. They both have them. They just haven't developed them.
Yeah, my biggest thing with my oldest daughter, she is very talented and very gifted, but she refuses to use them because of the influence, and I hate to say this, but she's been influenced by religion and the churches and stuff that she goes to the point where she is scared to do anything with it because she's scared of what people are going to think. And I've gone through that, and, you know, I have a tendency. It's kind of funny how my daughters are gravitated toward me to get advice, you know, and it's amazing to them anyway because they're always constantly coming to me. Even though they have a tendency to make some crazy decisions, they always come to me first. And I always tell people, I said, you're gravitating to the truth, I think, in some sense of the word, because I've always been there for them and always sit there and said these things. I've never been, maybe I haven't been here physically all the time for every little thing they've happened, but I made it to my daughter's graduation. I'm constantly there for my youngest daughter. And I just wish they would use their gifts so they could quit walking into the brick walls, but I know we all have to learn.
Exactly, I know. I know, like, my 18-year-old is very much addicted to the negative, violent video games and stuff. But he has so much potential. And he does have a compassionate nature. He just hides it. He buries it so deep.
Yeah, right? I actually wanted to have a show called Superman and His Offspring that refuse to use their gifts. You know, it's just one of those things that just, like, you know, what can we do in these situations? But then again, it just kind of goes back to what we learned to get to that point where we're at now. But I told people before, I had this lady when I was living in Colorado, and that's one question I like to ask you guys. When will I be leaving?
Um,
Not any, for a while.
Do I get there before June? I want to take advantage of the mountains in the June, July time, because it gets kind of really hot out there, but up in the mountains, you don't feel the heat. It's nice and breezy, and it's, I don't know, I can't, it's one of those things you got to experience, because I told a friend of mine, I was like, you know, I don't like the cold, but when the first time I went to Colorado, you couldn't keep me inside. I don't care how cold it was or whatever. We lived at the base of my one friend. We actually lived in a place where I could see Pikes Peak all the time. And it was just the idea. And then I got a chance to actually go to Manitou Springs. Which if anybody knows anything about Manitou Springs, if you actually watch the Travel Channel, you'll see the most haunted places in the United States. You'll see that Manitou Springs is in the top 10. And it's a very spiritual place. It's also in a vortex. It also has, I think, between 7 to 8, I think not, maybe 9 types of springs there, spring water. They actually have these things set up. It was actually two of them that I actually used to go to. One was called the Twin Spring, which was really nice. It actually flowed all the time. It came down the one of the roads accesses coming out of the mountains. And it was very intense water. It's very purifying, let's put it that way.
Mm. Yeah, I love the mountains. I love the mountains.
I do too. Now you're talking my language.
And see, that's what I'm saying. From the time I lived out there, I told a friend of mine, I was like, where are you from? And I'm actually from Ohio. That's where I was raised. But ever since I've been to Colorado, now I have a tendency to tell people my home is in Colorado. And how I got to Manitou Springs was cool because I actually got on the wrong bus one day. Somebody told me about Manitou Springs. It's a great place. It's great, great, great. I said, really, I need to check that place out. I could just go up there. But at the time, when you rode the bus, you had to pay 85 cents extra to go there. And one day I just got on the bus, and what happened was where I used to live at. There was two buses that looked identical, but one would go where I lived, and one would go to Manitou Springs. But one day I wasn't even paying attention, and I got on the wrong bus. And I was heading to Manitou Springs. I looked at the bus driver, and I'm like, where are you going? He goes, we're heading to Manitou Springs. I'm like, I don't have 85 cents. He said, just sit back and relax. So I was like, okay, there's one sign. So I sat back and did the whole thing. And it was actually around Christmas time. And the only way I could describe it at that time was it was like driving through Santa's workshop and all the buildings and that kind of stuff. It was a very old place, a really cool place. And from that moment on, I kind of like freaked out and said, well, I got to be here. I got to do that. And then the months that followed pretty much fell into place. And it's exactly what happened. So,
you know what, Psychic Journeyman, we should probably, you and I should probably get together and do a show about family members, you know, rejecting their spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a really awesome show if we did that because.
Right. Well, not only that,
Leilani,
but another piece of it is how they reject us, the light worker, the race shore that's in the family, and what we go through in trying to cope and deal with them.
Yeah,
because the difficulty that we have.
Maybe all three of us should do that.
Yeah, maintain our divine center, and that's the most difficult point at times. Is for us to maintain our divine center despite what they do.
Yeah.
That is very hard.
I may interject here. I know the show is coming to a close. Psychic Journeyman, do you think I could impose on you for 3 cards?
For 3 cards?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. You can. But you don't have to leave, right? I mean, right this minute. Do you?
So, no.
The reason I'm asking the question because I do have a caller on the line right now, and I wanted to work with her, and then when I'm done with her, which the show will be over, but I will still stick. I can still stick on the. I can. Yeah. If you want to, you can actually call me after the show You can call me after the show, and we can sit down and give you the 3 cards. Okay? Can you do that, or you just want to stick around?
Fair enough. Let's take the caller.
All right, no problem. Hello, area code 315.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good, and I recognize your phone number, but I'm sorry, when it comes to names, I like to have faces with them, but that's kind of hard with this kind of situation, but...
Christine.
I know it should be an easy name, man, but I'm going to use the excuse of having a cracked nose and a concussion to cover myself on that one.
Whatever works, right? Okay.
That's right. So how can we help you tonight?
I called and I wanted to get a reading.
Okay. Are you directing your question to all three of us?
Yes.
Okay. Just clarifying. I figured you did. I'm just, we got 90 seconds in the show. I just want to thank everybody for being here, and thank you for everybody out there listening, and I want to thank everybody for the donations that came in. We're still hopeful. We're focusing on seeing just that happen, and when you do, I'm thanking you guys in advance before it even happens. So thank you all, and like I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. Y'all have a good night, and we'll see you we'll see you Friday for our three-hour show of nothing but readings. We're taking Thursday off to regroup, and then we're hoping to get things coming in before the end of the week, or we're not going to be able to do a show until April 1st. So if you can all help us out, great. I understand, appreciate every little thing, but I also appreciate that you can. So thank you all, and you all have a good night. Let's get back to our caller here, and Christina?
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
You go ahead, psychic.
Okay, no problem, because I was just going to throw it out there, whoever's feeling anything right now at this time. Because it's like this situation. Sorry, guys, if I break out in tune, I'm just trying to raise the vibration.
Well, I'll go ahead and start. What's your name again, caller?
Christine,
nice to meet you. This is Leilani. I felt a lot of surprise around you. Is there some kind of celebration that you're about to step into? Or,
well, I just published my first book.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Oh, got you. Well, there's a congratulations.
Thank you. I did want
to let you know that this book is going to be extremely successful for you. Now, the easy part is over with. Now it's a matter of you promoting your book. I do see a lot of radio interviews. I also see a write-up about you and your book as well. I do see there's going to be some book signing also. You're going to do quite well, and you've already got another book coming. You do understand that, correct?
Yes.
And so they're asking you to get started on that as well. You're going to be an extremely busy young lady. And what's going to be really interesting is you're going to find that there are going to be a lot of helpful people around you that's really going to support you in your book. So get ready and be prepared.
Thank you.
We'll leave you with that.
Wow.
Yeah, I was sitting here. The only thing I really would go, I'm not getting against anything that she says. I'm just adding to it, basically, really. It's the idea of knowing when to take these little bits and bits. As you're getting busy, you still need to take the time to retreat and reflect and give yourself as time as well. Because you wrote the book to help the world. I mean, you know, to give service, it's your thing. Like I told the guy that you work with, that in the process of realizing one thing, you're giving service to the world. You live here too. So therefore, by giving service to yourself, you're just doing humanity even a greater service by being strong in what you're doing. So it talks about retreating and studying, which is the idea of focusing and regrouping from time to time, even if it's only for 5 minutes. And what I pick up on the whole thing is, at that moment that you feel that you need to take a deep breath or dart off somewhere, even, I mean, I just saw this today too, and Goldie Hawn used to sit there and say what she would do in the situation is, if you can't find a place to be private from, then what you do is you just go, excuse yourself, you go to the bathroom, and just sit and reflect. But it's a way of getting away from the thing just for a minute. I mean, regrouping and going back into it. I also see a very strong connection with you with music, too, as well. And there is a lot of pointing of also focusing on your intent of where you go from here. Because it's like, I don't think it should stop. it should continue. Also, I got the impression to listen to your divine guidance that's coming through and the process of the second book, because I also see a third one behind that as well. But it seems like it's like the thing I got was, it's like I used to play music a lot. And it seemed like the most inspiration we had was when we were traveling. In the process of doing those things and promoting things we already did, okay, other things came through too, the experiences that we were going through. Because there's a lot of things that you experience that you pass on to people anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things, just continues to keep doing that. So I don't see anything, it's almost like I look at the situation and, you know, don't be surprised to be busy for 3 years to actually look back on the situation going, not realizing that much time had passed by. That's how much fun you're going to have, because I saw the music connection, but I also saw a situation of you resonating where your body is at a point right now where all this stuff that's coming to pass just makes your body just sing that you know, I finally did this and I don't have any intentions of ever turning back. There's a lot of enchantment here, a lot of anticipation, so go with that, okay?
Yes, I will.
Where's Mark?
Okay. What I would like you to visualize is just on daily practice, just focus and center yourself, get in touch with your divine center, your heartbeat, with the core of your soul, get in touch with the creator consciousness which is within you. Feel through that your connection through your creator consciousness with Gaia and all that she is, and then to create a consciousness of this universe and all that is. Feel your oneness with the angels, the ascended masters, Sananda, the Divine Mother, the Christ energy. And know and feel that they are all with you. You are one with them, they are one with you, and they are always there for you. And see them all working together collaboratively, surrounding all of whom you truly are, your entire energy field, with the golden cocoon of creator living light and love and manifestation and the new creational energies. You see that your galactic blueprint is being upgraded by creator living light codes now. And through this integration of all the creator living light codes being integrated into your holographic matrix, into all of who you are here on the physical earth plane, and that your light quotient is now being raised and maintained within this cocoon of creators living light now, and all that no longer supports you of your past paradigm, your old beliefs, old mental emotional patterns, are now being transmuted and cleared by Archangel Michael and everyone else now, and now being replaced the infinite creator of living light and love, and new creation energies of manifestation now.
Wow.
You're now integrated in raising your light quotient, and that you will be given the sense of need to maintain the higher light quotient now. What do you perceive? What do you feel?
Thank you. I feel jittery.
It's the energy. You're not used to it. That's fine. I'm also requesting for Creator to assign you a new guide to assist you in the next step as you're moving forward, and to strengthen your telepathic communication with your new guide, who is there to assist you. For this new guide to be from the highest divine vibrations of Creator Living Light and Love consciousness, and for them to come into your conscious awareness, and you will work with them in your sleep. And then when you're ready, you will have a conscious communication with them. Turn forth for them to come into your energy field now to work with you when you go to sleep tonight and from this point forward until you no longer need them, and you move on to the next step in your ascension and soul growth process and expansion now.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wow.
And I'm starting Reiki classes.
Just remember, the basic principles of Reiki is good, but right now is the time to go beyond Reiki into the true ascension healing. What
I
just gave you, all right, ascension healing is really on the soul core, on the core of your soul level, truly moving you forth into a new state of being, all of who you are, bringing you back into conscious awareness of your wholeness and oneness with Creator, with God consciousness.
How do you do that?
Just send me an email and I'll be happy to work with you. InnerLightExpressions@gmail.com. And I'll be
okay.
happy to work with you on that. Just mention tonight's show, you know, with the date. And,
uh-huh.
You know, so that I know where we connected. And what time zone are you in?
Eastern.
Oh, good. So am I. Makes it easier.
Okay.
Makes it easier. So just email me your contact info, mention tonight's show. And, you know, and we'll talk about your book and we'll just go as a spirit guide.
Okay. I will do.
Because my focus is, in my path, what I do is I help those I work with to be truly self-empowered and do more for themselves, to be more integrated with their oversoul, their higher self, with the divine, and so forth. To truly move forward in the ascension process.
And, you know, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's really, I think it's really mystic that you said that, because I've been on the internet most of the afternoon trying to figure out how to connect with my higher self.
Well,
like,
I'll help
okay,
you.
Okay, am I going to find this?
Yes, you have. I'm here for you.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, wow.
All three of us are sending you love and light.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
And I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Love, light, and blessings.
Yes, and I will be in touch.
Thank you.
All right.
Don't go,
peace
girl.
And love.
Bye-bye.
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 Well, she soaked it all in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Love and light to both of you. If I can enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
So you want me? You want? So you, okay. Do you want me? Do you want me to call? Okay. I was gonna ask you when. You want to? Oh shoot.
Yeah, don't you fret. Don't you worry about it. What I want you, what I'd really like for you to do, is take
yeah.
good care of yourself.
Okay. So. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
It's about the situation with I've actually been focusing on at least 4 donations before the end of the week. How do you feel about that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question. Say that again, please.
Okay, I've been focusing on at least 4 donations before the end of this week. We actually cover the expenses and that kind of stuff. And what do you see about that?
I do feel people are going to send you donations. It's going to be slow at first, but then it'll start coming in.
Okay. Because I was actually looking forward to giving away those 11-60-minute sessions, because I just feel like it was one of those things that would really benefit a lot of people. Because I do a lot of relationship counseling and life coaching and that kind of stuff, and people are always looking for opportunities to actually take advantage of the sessions, but not really having the means to do so. So I was trying to put it out there and say, hey, you know, this will give you a freedom for the rest of the year, really.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I always told people,
make
I said,
sure,
yeah.
Make sure you post that up on your show page as well.
Okay, I will. Yeah, I've never thought about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure you do that and how they can contact you.
All right, because I got contact information up there. I just haven't put it up there with the, because I wanted to do it this week, but, you know, I've been thinking about changing a lot of things where it's just leaving things where they are and being content with that as well.
Changes are, you've already embarked on changes, but these are all great changes for you.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's kind of amazing with something I keep finding that, just keep popping to me, like when I put that on my website, when I sit there and said, give love where love is given. I said, that makes so much sense.
Yes.
That it just kind of flowed. And I was like, okay, we got to put that down there. I don't know if anybody wrote that or not, but it just came to me very quickly as I was doing my, I was working on my website one night.
Well, I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anybody could just take a chance and take a look at my website, I'm always looking for people to look at it just to give me an idea on the whole, how they feel about the whole thing, because I've been doing a lot of work on it for the last 2 weeks.
What's your website address? Is it on your show page?
Yeah, it's what is it? It's on my show page.
Okay, got it. I'll go on there and go look at it myself.
Yeah, guys, and just get together and talk about that show that you want to do, because I feel like it's one of those shows that we should do soon.
Well, I'm definitely open to it.
Because I was thinking about
Marcus?
Where'd
he
go?
I'm here.
Oh. Don't you think that'd be a great show? Hello?
Remember, it's still recording.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I think it'd be a great show. So with that said, we'll get together and we'll talk about it. Okay, guys?
All right, no problem.
I just gave you his link, Lane, honey. Look in your Skype.
Okay.
All right. Light and love.
Okay. God bless both of you.
Love and blessings. Talk to you both soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right.
We'll talk to you later, Mark.
Talk to you soon. Like I said, if you need me, just give me a shout.
Yeah, you can help me. I keep getting this. Every time I talk about my guides or something, I keep seeing this name, Sally.
All right, we can work on that.
All right, no problem then.
Yeah, it's after 11 here, so I need to get some sleep. So.
Hey, no problem. You have a great night.
I talk to you soon. Love and blessings.
You too. Bye bye now.
Bye.
Jerome?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, I'm going to go and get a cat nap myself, so. But thank you for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. You're more than welcome to drop anytime you want to. If you have a topic that you want to bring to the show, because it doesn't matter what I have as the topic itself, the ideal of having people in here to just bring to the format, you're more welcome to be a part of it too, so okay?
Okay, I'll definitely.
All right.
Are you,
go ahead.
You still got your midnight show tonight too, or not on tonight?
No, actually, we're not going to do it until Friday night and Saturday night.
Okay, Friday and Saturday night. Okay.
Yeah, we're having a little scheduling thing with Blog Talk Radio. I guess I've had too many shows this month, so I couldn't schedule one for Thursday. And then next week, I can't really do anything until the 1st of April. So the Fridays and Saturday shows, still got the midnight shows going on there. So we're going to be on the air from 9 o'clock until 2 in the morning, Friday and Saturday. So it's going to be like a marathon. I'm keeping, drinking caffeine to keep myself going.
All right. All right, then.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
And thanks again. Bye-bye now.
And thank you all. For doing that for that Christine and encouraging her and giving her some good guidance to her angels.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. Yeah, Tom, she needs to call me anytime too. Just give me a call too.
I sure will.
Alrighty. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Environmental change.